Hey everybody, Mitsugi here. I want to give an update about the upcoming character battle that's going to be held on our website, www.aaapodcast.com. The character battle is a 64 anime character battle royale in which characters are placed into a tournament bracket. And in the upcoming contest, there will be one match per day in which people who visit the website will vote on which of the two characters in the match is your favorite. And by the end of the contest, there will only be one character remaining who will ostensibly be the strongest or the favorite character in the competition. So, as you probably know, previously we were taking nominations on the website so that I could have the characters to put into the bracket. I didn't want to merely select all the characters myself. I wanted you guys to do it because I thought that was more fair. So, over the course of the last couple weeks, we selected the characters for the bracket out of over 1,400 nominations that you guys made on our website for over 630 different anime characters. So, thank you so much for your contributions to those nominations. 630 different characters were nominated into the character battle. That's a lot of anime characters. I mean, we had everything from Totoro to things that aren't even in anime, like Space Elevator, which is an inside joke on the podcast. Even I got a nomination myself for the contest. So the next step is that on the website right now, there is a brand new banner that you can click, and if you click that banner, it will take you to the bracketmaker.com website directly to a screen that has our tournament bracket placed on it. All the characters have been put onto the bracket, and you can see all the upcoming matches that are going to happen on our website. Your job, should you choose to do so, is to fill out your own tournament bracket, much in the same way that you do for March Madness. Your goal is to accurately predict the outcome of every match of the competition all the way until the final match, until you've picked your champion. Now, you get point values for correct choices, and the person who has the highest point total at the end of the competition is going to get a $100 gift card to JList.com. I also thought it would be a little bit fun to do something extra, so I decided that I would personally give out of my pocket an additional $150 to anybody who can get a perfect bracket. So you have the potential to win up to $250 from this. And really, there's nothing in it for us other than having a fun time for our community and for our podcast listeners. I'm really excited about it. I love doing brackets. It's something that I look forward to every time we do this. So if you go to our website, you can click on the banner on the front page that says character battle, and it will take you to the place where you can predict your bracket. You do have to sign up on the Bracket Maker website, but it literally takes 5 minutes. You don't have to give any of your information, really. All you have to give is an email, I think, and that's about it. And filling out the actual bracket itself will probably only take you another 5 minutes. So I thought I'd go through some of the bracket here, the first round matches, and see if I couldn't pique your interest a little bit in the competition. We have a lot of really good characters on here, and I think that it'll maybe stir up your imagination about what would happen should these two characters actually lock in battle. And we're going to do a more comprehensive podcast on this later because I think it's a fun topic, but I'm just going to run through the list here. So the number one overall nominated characters, most of them got removed from the competition. I didn't want to have the same characters win that are always winning every year. So Spike Spiegel, Ed Elric, Motoko Kusanagi, and one other who I can't think of at the moment, were all omitted from the list. So the number one most nominated character in this competition is Revy from Black Lagoon. Revy will go up against Ryder from Fate's Day Night in the first round. Ginko from Mushishi will go up against Tatsuya Shiba from Irregular at Magic High School. Vegeta will go up against Natsu from Fairy Tail. Celtie from Dudadada will go up against Zoro from One Piece. Asuna Yuki from Sword Art Online will go against Dio Brando from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Mikasa Ackerman from Attack on Titan will be against Hisoka from Hunter x Hunter. Shinichi from Parasite will go up against Johan Liebert from Monster. Honestly, I think Johan was probably one of the most unexpected characters that got nominated into this. No character got into this competition with less than 5 nominations. So, Johan actually got 5 nominations. Kirito from Sword Art Online is the 2 seed against Tenchi from Tenchi Muyo. So those are all the characters from the upper left portion of the bracket. I'm just going to do one more section of the bracket for you, and then you can read the rest of the names yourself. I don't want to spoil the surprise. On the lower left portion of the bracket, Guts is the first seed, and he's going to be facing Kamina from Gurren Lagann. So that's a really high-profile match there, Guts versus Kamina. Gon from Hunter x Hunter is against Simone from Gurren Lagann. So it's possible that we'll have a Gurren Lagann battle in the second round, Kamina versus Simone. So I think that's kind of interesting. Saber from Fate's Day Night is against Pikachu. Joseph Joestar from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is against Gene Starwind. So there's some manly testosterone flying around in that match. Luffy from One Piece is against Roy Mustang from Fullmetal Alchemist. Okabe Rintaro from Steins Gate is against Madoka from Madoka Magica. I think that's a pretty difficult match to predict right there. Two really popular characters. L from Death Note is against Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul. And finally, the 2 seed, Alucard from Hellsing, is against Yuno from Future Diary. So we have a lot of good characters on here. I'm really pleased with the outcome of the bracket. I think that it's delightfully unpredictable. I think there's going to be some really big upsets, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, if you want to submit your bracket, I really encourage you to do it, because this contest is going to run for 2 months, and you don't want to be the person that didn't submit your bracket and gets left out of all the fun. So we're going to be taking nomination. We're going to be accepting bracket submissions. You can, again, click the banner on the website, www.aaapodcast.com. The banner will take you to another website where you can fill out your bracket. It's fast, really fast, and really easy. I'm hoping to get over 200 people signed up for this. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And thank you for tolerating my ramblings today. And I'll see you on the next podcast. So take care, guys.